Thousands are displaced by fighting in Nigeria. The global financial crisis increases the world's hungry to 1 billion weak. And audio Bibles spread the gospel among migrants in the United Arab Emirates who are impacted by the economic downturn. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Nigeria continues to rout the Islamic militants, but the fighting has displaced thousands. Evangelist Sammy Tippett has trained church leaders in Nigeria, and in answer to the question, were believers the initial target, he says,
I think that what is taking place right now is aimed at more than the Christians. The Christians is part of what's happening, but it's aimed at the government as well, at the institutions, because this particular group is really wanting Nigeria to be a Muslim country.
He urges believers to follow the way of Christ because the extremists...
There are just some people who are intent on crushing any kind of Christian movement in those states and in those areas, especially northern Nigeria. We need to pray for God to intervene, for God to change the hearts of those who are intent on doing evil.
Tippett says this time is a challenge to ministry.
When there's persecution, it doesn't hurt the church, it strengthens the church. The church inwardly becomes stronger. And sometimes they are scattered, and when they're scattered, then what happens is they plant churches and they start churches and the church actually grows.
Next, the number of people going hungry every day has reached 1 billion for the first time in recorded history, according to Food for the Hungry. World leaders discuss spending $20 billion over the next 3 years to confront the issue. However, they agree that the ultimate goal is to get the farmers in each country back on their feet and providing enough crops. Until then, people have to be fed. Food for the Hungry is stepping up to meet some of those needs, as well as seeking to end spiritual and physical hungers. For details on how you can help, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the economic downturn slows work, migrant workers in the United Arab Emirates are finding hope in Jesus Christ. Malcolm of Faith Comes by Hearing says pastors are using audio Bibles to reach both the employed and the unemployed.
Nobody has really taken the time to spend with them, to share with them. And the Bible Society pastors that are dealing with these workers that have lost their jobs and lost the roof over their head, they're showing Christ's love not only to them physically, but spiritually, and they're getting remarkable results.
Pray the outreach will have an impact far beyond the UAE as workers return to their home countries in South Asia.
And the key thing is that when those guys are to the point where they can return to their home countries, they're taking their newfound faith with them, and they're taking it with an excitement and exuberance. And they want to go back and share with their village, share with their family.
Elsewhere, because of the recent riots in Urumqi, China, a short-term mission trip there has been rerouted to Vietnam. Buckner International had planned to send a team there August 30th through September 9th. However, with over 150 people killed in the recent riots, Buckner realized the area was still unstable. Instead, the individuals who signed up for the China trip can now fly to Vietnam or they can get a refund. This will be Buckner's first trip to Vietnam, so pray for the team's eyes to be open to the needs of the area, as well as for the hope of Christ to be seen. And only a few thousand evangelical believers live in Slovakia, where Greater Europe missionaries train youth leaders. Linda Shattuck says there's an opening for the gospel, but more workers are needed.
In the last 10 years, Slovakia has gone through the changes that the United States has gone through since the 1920s. So in a short amount of time, their whole society has been turned upside down. They used to be a communist country, and now they're becoming more capitalistic, and there's been a void. People are really seeking.
Shattuck requested prayer for more cooperation between evangelical denominations in Slovakia, as well as for courage for Christians who are facing opposition to the gospel.
That they would be really sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, but also be bold and not afraid that, you know, their friends are going to think oddly of them or they might be penalized at work.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.